Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date. And yes, Lord, I need you to cover this broadcast under the blood, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you all know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting that you already got in your set place. You got your prayer list. You put your phone on silent because you're going before the throne. And for those of you that think that you can't pray, prayer is conversation with God. So touch and agree with us this day. Prepare your heart and your mind to go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, Lord. Knowing, oh God, Father God, that there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord Father. Father, that we can gather together, Lord, Father, joining in unity, Father, tearing the devil kingdom down and interceding one for another this day, Lord. So, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see prayer lists raised before you, hands laying upon prayer lists this day, Lord Father. Father God, you know each and every person, name by name, O God, and what they're in need of. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we're thanking you this day, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you, O God, every prayer warrior, intercessor, watchman, leader, Lord, Father God, that's warring and interceding, Lord, Father, on others' behalf, O God. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, I ask that you refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them. Father, I ask you, O God, to strengthen them this day, O Lord. Father, we ask you, O God, to keep that hedge of protection round about them this day, O God. Father, as they pour out, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to continue, Lord Father, to pour into them, Lord Father. Use them this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord Father, the bereaved families, Lord Father. Father, we continue to hold before you the Whitted family, Lord Father, the Graham family, Lord Father, and all those, Lord Father, that are on this broadcast listening now or on a later date, Lord Father, that have lost a loved one this day, O God. Father, you said that you will not leave us comfortless, O God. And Father, we're thanking you right now for sending your comforter, O God, to them, Lord Father, comforting their hearts, Lord Father, their minds this day, O Lord. Father, as they remember their loved ones, Lord Father, let them remember the time, the joy, the laughter, Lord Father, that they had with them this day, O Lord Father. Father, we know that you make no mistakes in nothing that you do, Lord. Father, we may not understand, Lord Father, but we thank you, Lord Father, for being there when they departed, Lord. For Father, we know to die in you, Lord Father, is to reign with you this day, O Lord. And Father, as they prepare, Lord Father, for service to bury their loved ones, Lord Father, Father, we know, O God, that the funeral, Lord Father, is not for the dead, Lord Father, but for those that are living, Lord. Father, that they may use that time, O God, to repent, O God, and accept you into their life as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord, Father. For the word is not for the dead, Lord, but for the living this day, O God. So, Father, we're thanking you. We're calling it into existence, Lord, Father. Father, for those that don't know you, Lord, Father, when they attend service, Lord, Father, that they truly, Lord, Father, give their lives to you this day, Lord, Father. And, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that the peace, Lord, Father, that they will feel in their hearts that day, Lord, Father, knowing, oh, God, that they have changed gods this day, Lord, Father, and come to the true and living God. Father, that lives may be changed this day, O God, drawing others into the kingdom, O God. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, for that day, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we continue, O God, to hold before you Pastor Bolin, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father. Father, for him, Lord, Father. Father, continually, Lord, Father, standing upon your word this day, knowing that by your stripes, Lord, Father, that he is already healed. And, Father, as we speak to the body, Lord, Father, and we say, body, line up with the word of God in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Bonds, and plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we thank you for bringing him out of the hospital, Lord, Father. We're thanking you, Lord, Father God, for hearing prayers and answering this day, O Lord. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over him right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we ask that you continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him, Lord, Father. Continue to strengthen his body this day, Lord, Father. Keep that hedge of protection round about him this day, Lord, Father, as you continue to take him deeper in you this day, Lord, Father, as he stand, Lord, Father, God, upon your word this day, and we speak to his body and we say, body, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. For, Father, you said, by your stripes we are healed, and we're thanking you, O God, for your healing virtue flowing through and through him this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Ruthie this day, O God. Father God, we thank you for bringing her, Lord, Father, out of the hospital, Lord, Father. We thanking you, Lord, Father, for touching her body, Lord, Father. We ask that you continue to touch her stomach area, Lord, Father, as we speak healing to her body, Lord, Father. As we say, body, line up with the word of God, Lord, Father. We're decreeing and declaring it this day, Lord, Father. Father, as we touch with her and her family this day, Lord, Father. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you. Oh, God, we ask that you continue, Lord, Father God, to touch Michelle this day, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you for that day, Lord, Father, for her surgery, Lord, Father, to have that machine removed this day in the name of Jesus. Father, we know nothing. Nothing is too hard for you, oh, God. We thank you for hearing and answering prayers this day, oh, God. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I glorify and I magnify you, Lord, Father. Father God, for you're merciful, you're loving, you're kind, Lord, Father. You're long-suffering this day, O Lord. Father, we ask you this day to baptize us, O God, with your agape love, Lord, Father. Father, that we may show forth love, Lord, Father. We may speak in love this day, Lord, Father. Father, use us this day, O God. Use us this day, O Lord. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you can use any one of us at any given time, Lord, Father. Father, if we just, Lord, Father, open ourselves to you this day, Lord. Father, I ask you this day to touch each and every listener, O God. those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, Lord Father. We're thanking you, O God, for your will being done in their lives this day, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for supplying their needs this day, O God. Father God, we're thanking you, Lord Father God, for salvation this day, O God. Father God, for those that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord Father, letting them know that time, Lord Father, is at hand, Lord Father, and it waits for no man, O God, knowing that we do not know the day, the time, nor the hour, Father God, that you would call our name. And Father, we're praying this day, Lord Father, that we will be ready when you call our name, Lord Father. Oh, Father, I bless your name, Lord. I magnify your name, Lord. Father, I'm thanking you, oh God, even, Lord Father, as you heard the prayers, Lord Father, of those hurricanes, Lord Father, that you pushed it out into the sea, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, that it didn't come near our dwelling, O God. Father God, you gave us that power and that authority, O God. Father God, that we could speak, Lord Father God, to the winds, Lord Father. And Father God, we stand in unity and spoke to the winds, Lord Father. And Father God, you heard this day, Lord Father. So, Father, I fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord Father. And, Father, as I hold this broadcast before you this day, O God, and each and every person listening now, listening at a later date, wherever they may be, whatever devices, O God, that they're listening on, Lord Father. Father, I thank you for the blood covering, Lord Father. I thank you for seeing the blood this day, O God. So, Father, I ask that you unstop deaf ears this day, Lord, and break up that stony heart this day, O God. Father God, that they may have ears to hear, Lord Father, and a heart to receive the word this day, O God. And Father God, that they may open their mouth this day, Lord Father, and not be afraid, Lord Father, to decree and declare, Lord Father, who they are in you, who you call them to be this day, Lord Father, as they carry forth the word, Lord Father. Father God, drawing others, O God, into your kingdom this day, Lord Father. So, Father, as you see the blood covering, Lord Father, we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, and we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, take control of this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trusting that you got your prayer on, your praise on, and you woke up this morning being so thankful because God woke you up this morning clothed in your right mind, being able to do not just for yourself, but for others as well. He didn't just clothe you in your right mind. You got the use of your limbs. You got the use of your senses. You're able to do for yourself. Just picture those today that can't even do for themselves. They have to depend on someone to feed them, to bathe them, to dress them, to do everything for them. And we are able-bodied. Don't even thank God. We take it for granted. Let me tell you, don't take nothing and no one for granted. Let us not do that. That is not a good thing to do, because when that person is no longer here, Then you say, shoulda, coulda, woulda. So be in that place where you don't have to say shoulda, coulda, woulda. Take no one and nothing for granted. Don't take the roof over your head for granted. Do not take your vehicle, your job for granted. Again, when you no longer have them. Again, shoulda, coulda, woulda. When all that could have been prevented. So today, thank God and take him not for granted. Say today, God, use me this day to be a light in someone's darkness today. And when he tells you to go this place or do that, don't say loose head devil. Know the voice today. Know who you are and know who you belong to. And know that you're not what man say you are. But you are who God says you are. Do you know who you are today in Christ? If not, ask the question. Ask the question. Have that conversation with God today. Have it with God today. Again, I'd like to thank each and every one of you, those that have been with us from the beginning, those that are new listeners, we welcome you. We appreciate you. We take you not for granted. We thank you for even sharing the word, sharing your testimony. Whether you share it here on this broadcast or you're walking and you share it, you meet someone and you share it, you talking and amongst, you know, your friends or your family, and you sharing your testimony, sharing what God has done for you, and sharing the word as God gives it to you. We thank you. We thank you for being obedient. Some of us that hear the broadcast may not have a Bible on hand at the present time, but I'm trusting that you are writing down scriptures when it's given to you, that you go back and you read the scriptures for yourself. You read it for yourself. Feed on the word. Ask God to give you the understanding. Standing on what it is that you're reading. Ask him to use you, that you're able to bring forth the word to somebody else. Be that willing vessel today. Be that willing vessel today. Let your light from within illuminate out. So many people look at the outward person, but the inside is so corrupt. Inside is so, the example that I'm seeing is when you sow, I saw it on Facebook one time, and I never thought to look at it like that, but you know, when you sewing the front, especially when you're doing like embroidery and cross stitch and all that, you know, the front of it looks so pretty. It is pretty. But when you flip it on the other side, you know, you see all the thread going every which way. It looks like a total bunch of confusion. Well, inside of you, is, you know, that messed up. That is messed up. But no one can see the inside of you. The only person can see the inside of you. He knows all. He sees all. Nothing is hidden from him. That's how, you know, you are so messed up inside that, you know, you put on that mask on the outside so the light can't shine. Your light cannot shine. But when you come into the knowledge of Christ and he began to clean you up from the inside, not the outside, the inside, because you can be looking so beautiful, so handsome on the outside, but on the inside is so ugly. The inside is so ugly. So just imagine God just cleaning you up from the inside out, that the light within, because the greater one is where? He is within you. If you allow him to be in you, he is within you. So the light will shine from the inside out. And you will hear some people say, oh, you know, you have a light around you. You know, you see a light. Your light is showing forth. Your light is showing forth. You're allowing God to use you this day. So let us be a light in someone's darkness. You can do that by being obedient to God. Be obedient to God. If he tells you to go down the road and go to this person, if he tells you to go to your neighbor could be the person across the street from you, however, go to them. Be obedient to the word of God. This is time to talk about it. So don't let me talk about it by myself. Go ahead, and for those of you that are listening live, can press the number 1. For those of you that are listening on another device and would like to call in, that calling number is 347-857-3925. And for those of you that are on Blog Talk Radio, on our broadcast, time to talk about it, you can send me a message in the chat, and it is time to talk about it. Let us talk about it. Let us not be afraid to talk about God. Let us not be afraid of what it is he has done for you, doing for you. You don't even know what he's about to do for you. But you know what? You write it down. You make that vision plain. And watch God move. Watch him. But do you have the faith to stand and believe in what it is that you wrote down to God, what you've been praying for to God? Do you have that faith to stand no matter what it is that is coming your way? Are you going to be that tree? Look at the palm trees, you know, during the hurricane, how it bends with the wind and stuff like, are you going to be that, or are you going to be that little twig that is going to break off the minute that something happens? What are you going to do? Tell me today. Again, for those of you that are listening live, you can press the number 1. For those of you that are listening on a different device, the calling number is 347-857-3925, and press the number 1. Or those that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can go ahead and send me a message in the chat. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and give you the word for today. You can conquer almost any fear if you will only make up your mind to do so. For remember, fear doesn't exist anywhere except in the mind. You can conquer almost any fear if you will only make up your mind to do so. For remember, fear doesn't exist anywhere except in your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I give you all honor, glory, and praise. Father, I ask that you decrease in me, Lord. Father, as you increase in me, Lord. Father, I ask you to show up and show out this day, Lord, Father. Father, bring the word, Lord, Father God, through me this day, Lord. Father, touching hearts and minds this day, Lord, Father. Father, I give you all honor, glory, and praise, and I say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you this day, Lord. Father, nothing, Lord, Father, should be spoken, Lord, Father, that is not of you this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Today, we're going to talk about Gideon. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Gideon. Forgive me for all this coughing. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. But the word will come forth this day. Amen. So, let's give a little backdrop on Gideon and who Gideon was. For those of you that have your Bible, we're going to be coming from Judges chapter 6. And we're going to start at the 11th verse. But we're going to be going, you know, we're going to be dropping down and going to different scriptures. Again, for those of you that are listening on the whatever devices that, and you may not have your Bible with you or don't have the Bible app, write the scriptures down that is given to you. Write it down. And go back in your spare time, your alone time, and read the word. You may have a different version of the Bible than I do. I read from the King James Version. You may be reading from a different, a different version. Nevertheless, I advise you to ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding in what it is that you're reading. Be careful of the Bible also that you're reading. Words have been changed. Be careful. Allow God to direct you. And if he tell you to put that Bible down, that one that you're reading, and get whatever he tells you, do so. Do so this day, I tell you. We're going to talk about Gideon, as I said, and him being called. So let's give a little backdrop of Gideon and how God called him, says. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophir and pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Now, these is questions that we know that we be asking the same thing. Don't act like you don't ask God questions. You ask him plenty of questions. But do you like the answer he is going to give you? You may not like that answer. And especially when you are wrong in what you're doing. We forget what God has done for us. The minute we are clear from whatever situation that you was in, you forget God. You forget God. We are no different than the children of Israel. You're no different from them. When God do something for you, he could save your house from foreclosure. He can save you from being fired from your job and everybody else is let go and you're the only one there. He can take you out of whatever trouble. He take you out of that. And you praise God for that time, and as time go on, what do? You forget all about what God did for you. God brought them out of Egypt. And how did they thank God? After they crossed that Red Sea, it was about how many days later that they began to complain. Now, God bring them there for them to starve. The leader went up to seek God, and what did they do? They forget what God did for them. They forget. I'm urging you, never forget where God has brought you from. Never fail to give him praise, honor, glory. All glory belongs to him. What did he say? He's asking God these questions. 3 days. Thank you, Bishop. 3 days. You notice that number 3-2. Say 3 days before Jesus rose. Numbers. When we think numbers, they're not important to God. They're important because it tells you what they mean. And you will see certain people in the Bible have the same numbers pertaining to what it is that they're doing, whatever God has for them to do. Okay, let's continue. We had verse 14 in the 6th chapter. It says, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Here we go. We make excuses because now those are excuses because God gives him a directive, as we will call it in this thing. God giving him a directive, and he is telling God everything else. He's telling, behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Why are you calling on me? I am nobody. Remember, you are not who man say you are, but you are who God say you are. So whatever he's calling you to be, stand today. It doesn't matter what man say. Man wasn't there when God called you. And those that know God know who God called you to be, because God will show them. God will show them. I remember Pastor Dungey, to this day, I call her none other than Pastor Dungey. Till at times she was getting flack for it. But when she became a pastor, well, you know, when Apostle came and met Pastor Dungey, it was literally over the phone that she met Pastor Dungey. And while Pastor Dungey was doing the broadcast, on the broadcast, Apostle told her that she is a pastor. That's what God called her. And if you search back through broadcasts, you will hear it. You will hear it. And Apostle, I don't care what nobody calls you. You are a pastor. That's what you are. God have man and woman that are right there that confirming what God called you to be. Don't say you are not. Yes, Bishop, I'm hearing you. Don't say that you're not. But you are who God say you are. Remember that. Write it down. When someone wants to remind you of your past and wants to say that God ain't called you, you show me one person in this Bible other than Jesus that came down and not came down. He was born of a virgin, walked this earth, didn't commit no sin, and died on the cross for our sin. Only person. Both man and spirit, flesh and spirit at the same time. Okay? That's the only person. But you look through this Bible and you will see how God used people. So when people reminding you of your past, what you used to do, kindly tell them, did you not hear those keywords that you use? Used to. Now let me give you another. I no longer do. So you can call me whatever you want to call me, but remember it's the name that you answer to. It's the name that you answer to. Know who you are in Christ. Know who you serve today. You are not who man say you are, but you are who God says you are today. So for those of you that are listening, that when people remind you of your past, Jesus came and died for your sins. He forgive you of your sins. He paid for them. So stand strong, stand flat-footed, and keep your head held high and your eyes to the sky. Okay? Now, let's go back. We're now at verse number 16, and it says, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until you come again. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid, an unleavened cake of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cake, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth, and he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Now, I'm reading this, and as I just read verse 21, it reminds me of Elijah when he ran and hid, and now here it is, he has to stand up to all these false prophets. When they had to make the altar, and how they called upon their God. Now they're supposed to, you know, let fire come forth. Here it is. They call all night, nothing. But when it was his turn, and he put those 12 stones and poured water over them, fire came forth. Fire came forth. No one is nobody but God. They call upon whatever God that they was calling on. He didn't bow. He didn't bow. He stand for God. Are you standing for God today? When he call your name, are you standing and say, here I am. Use me this day. Or are you fearful and you're believing what man say that you are today? And not who? Your Creator, your Lord and Savior, your Lord and Savior doing. Who are you going to believe today? Who are you going to stand today? What is fear? Fear is false evidence appearing real. Ain't that the same thing the devil do? He make it like it's so beautiful. It's so, the facade that he puts in front of you. God knows. When the scale come off the eyes, and now you see in the real deal. Now you see in the real deal. See, all he can do is operate. He is trying his best to be God, your Creator. He can never be God, your Creator, when the Creator created can never be. He created him to be an adversary. He created him. But we're so busy praising the devil instead of praising God. Remember, our insides are so messed up. It is so messed up that we put on the mask on the outside. We put on that mask. We smile. We act like everything is okay. And the minute you open your mouth, the ugliness that comes out of your mouth, it's not what goes in, but what comes out. It's what is coming out of your mouth. People will look at you and see the ugliness in you. And so many people, I know you all have come in contact with them. We ourselves was ugly at one point in time. Let us not exempt ourselves, because we was not always in God. And even today that you're in God, don't say that no time were you ugly to somebody. No, not me. Yeah, you were ugly at some point in time. That's why we go before God and we ask for forgiveness. We ask for forgiveness. Thoughts, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, we ask God for forgiveness. Let's continue. You know, y'all can talk, y'all can talk back to me, y'all can talk so everyone can hear you. This broadcast, you know, it's not just here. It goes to many different nations, to the islands. You don't know what your testimony is about to do for someone. You don't know what your question will do for someone. They may not be able to call in or send me a message in the chat because of where they are, what they're doing. And by them hearing your question, your testimony, you know, you don't know what it will do for them. It's a question that they had wanted to ask, but they couldn't ask. So don't be afraid to press the number one, those that are listening live, and for those that are on another device, the calling number again is 347-857-3925. And press the number one. Time to talk about it. Time to talk about it. That was what Apostle came up with, that. Time to talk about it. And she was in a place in her life at that time, could not go to church. She could not go to church. Let me tell you, that's how this broadcast came about. She was in the hospital. She came out of the hospital. She couldn't go to church. Literally, we was like, no, Apostle, you cannot, you need to stay here. And she was never alone, because there was Michael right there. Deacon Michael was right there while I go ahead and I attend service. And she, it bothered her so much that she could not go to church. She could not go to Bible study. And someone told her about the broadcast. And that's how this broadcast came about in 2009. Okay? This is how this broadcast came about. It. And that's what God gave her. Time to talk about it. And she's been talking about it on this broadcast. She started off at 15 minutes. Increased to 30. Increased to an hour. Increased to an hour and a half. God is awesome. God is mindful. His word is going to come forth. Will you today be one of the carriers of his word, the carriers of the glory, the glory within? Are you carrying that glory today and sharing it? Sharing it with one another this day. So let us talk about it. Let us not be afraid. Let us not be afraid to talk about God today, what he is doing, what he has done. I can tell you not only what he has done for me, I can tell you what he has done my family members, my friends. I can tell you. Some are not here to tell it, but I can tell it for them. Whenever God lay it for that particular time to say something about it, I will talk about it. I will talk. I have seen people that came into the ministry and left the ministry, knowing what God had done for them, forgetting, just like the children of Israel, forgetting what God had done for them. Never forget what God done for you. Never. Praise the Lord, Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Just had to just call in because I was just enjoying, amen, the word, enjoying your personal testimony, because God have brought you from a mighty long ways, and thank all of us. Man, we have so much to be thankful for. And if I was looking here in chapter 6, where you was coming from, talking about Gideon, I was looking at verse 1, Minister Diane. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them in the hands of the men in Midian for 7 years. Then when God speaks a word over you, and you think about now what you're going through out there. You know, you always have the devil this, the devil that. But the Lord delivered them in the hands of the Midianites. Why? Because of the evil they were doing in God's sight. Now, look in the mirror. Think about yourself. What are you going through and why you are going through it? It's your own accord. TV want to put everything on the devil. But God yet sit high and look low. And this is what happened to Israel. God, Israel did evil, the word said, in the sight of the Lord. And God delivered them. And look how many years. And this wasn't going to stop until them 7 years was up. But God always got somebody. See, this is why the word said that his eyes go to and fro, up and down in the earth, looking for faith in the earth. And he looked at Gideon. One that thought that he was not worthy. Come on here. Can we relate to that? Somebody ought to say amen here.
See? Amen.
He brought up his family poor. He making all kind of excuses why he can't do this for the Lord. See, so God always can turn that negative into a positive. He can turn that bad situation and making some good out of it. And if God called you and sent you, he's going to give you the tools. He's going to give you what you need to do the job. He ain't going to never put you out there halfway. He's going to do it all the way in your life. Okay. And this is what he did for Gideon, even though Gideon, he wanted signs and he was doubtful and all that. You know, come on now. We know we done been there. See? But why do we have trouble? This is my question, Minister Diane. When God wants to use us and God spoke to us, and you know that with nobody but God because he spoke to your heart, why do we have trouble? That's my question today. Somebody want to call in and explain that to me. Why do we doubt God? We ask for God anointing. We ask God to be with us, and we know he's there all the time. But when then God speak, we got trouble. We have a problem. See? We got to pray about it. We go ahead.
We don't want to do it. That's the problem. We're going to find every excuse, and then we're going to say it's the devil. That's what we're going to do. Just like you read that first verse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The first thing they're going to say, that is the devil is why it is operating, forgetting that no sin go unpunished. No sin.
Amen.
But
amen.
They don't see themselves as doing sin. Okay? All they're seeing is the devil is doing this. The devil made me do this. No, the devil ain't make you do a thing. The devil wanted that warm body to use, and you allow him in.
Right.
You allow him in. And we don't take responsibility for what we do. We quickly blame it on other people. But when we stand and take responsibility for what we have done and
amen.
Come to God and repent, he is able to cast that out into the sea of forgetfulness, and you have a clean slate. Now, I heard Apostle one time bring forth a message of how many new beginnings that you have. You can create your new beginnings. You can. Repent. So they walk around like, you know, I'm not doing anything. Why God did this to me? Why God did this to my family? No. Look and see what it is that you was doing that God was trying to get your attention or their attention. And sometimes you're going through what you're going through because God has a place that he wants you to be, to elevate you, but you have to first go through this. Let me see if you can stand going through this. Because if you can stand going through this, you're ready to elevate. You're ready to go to that next level.
Amen.
It's now time to elevate. Not stay
Amen.
Where you are. Because we get in our comfort zone. Yes, Bishop, like you said, I'm hearing you. You get in your comfort zone that you do not want to get out.
Amen.
You don't want to move from that comfort zone.
Amen.
So if you're not moving from that comfort zone, God can't use you. He got to put that fire up underneath you, that Holy Ghost fire up underneath you. And like I hear you all, you and Apostle always say, he will take the crutches from under you, and you have
Amen.
No choice but to stand and lean on God.
Amen.
No choice.
Amen. I was going along with you when you was going from 13 and 14 here and all the way down to 21. 14 saying, the Lord looked upon him. Look, see what God did?
Yeah.
And said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. Have not
I
sent thee? See, God's speaking to him direct. He didn't send no prophet to him. God is speaking to him direct. Like you say, this is before even the coming of Jesus Christ. See, this is the Old Testament. God speaking to him direct. In verse 15, he said, and he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Still asking questions. Behold me, look, my family. See, now he's making excuses now for his family. Family poor. I'm the least one in the family. What you say, be the black sheep of the family. You know, come on now. You know, we come along, don't nobody love me. I don't know why people always talking about me. Ain't nothing, I ain't got nothing. I don't know why me. Making excuses. In 16, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Oh, my God.
Who given him the directive? God. He's the one that's telling him. And we still question
what more? What more can he do? What more do you want God to do for you? Somebody, come on now. Amen. We don't want you to leave off this broadcast today the same way that you come on. You may be facing some of these same situations in your life. It may be your bills. It may be your marriage. It may be your job. It may be a sickness or whatever you is going through. And God speak to you, the Spirit of the living God. Take heed and obey what thus saith the Lord. And as Minister Diane just said, he's going to bring you out of that comfort zone now. You done been back relaxed so long, so many years, and I'm all right where I'm at, and I like to come through the back door, and see, God will lock that back door, put bowls up to it where you can't get in, where you got to come round and come to the front. See, God always got a way that is mighty sweet. Oh, let me hush my mouth today. Today is your day. But I'm telling you, this is what's going on. People are yet doing it. Minister Diane, they're yet doing it. Be, like you say, take responsibility. Take accountability of your own action. Quit putting everything on the devil this and the devil that. The devil can't do no more than God allow him to do. See?
Amen.
So it's time now. Praise God. To step up and do what thus said the Lord. Praise God. I'm so proud of you, so happy. I often tell you all the time, daughter, I just wish that Apostle and Pastor Sharon was here just to see you. Oh, I know it would bring joy, unspeakable joy to their heart. All praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. In verse 17, he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign. Now he want a sign that thou talkest with me.
Don't act like we ain't giving up.
Go ahead.
Don't act like we don't say, Lord, show me a sign that this is you, Lord. I'm not crazy, Lord. And I know it's you. I know I've done it. So let's all tell the truth and shame the devil. Okay? We all have done it at one point in time. Lord, show me this is you. If you show me this is you, I'm going to do it, Lord.
And here come a prophet to your church. Don't even know nothing about it. And call you out, make you stand up, and tell you the same thing the Lord done said. No. Now you ain't got no.
And now you're gonna say Lucy a devil. Then you're gonna say Lucy a devil because now you got confirmation that God. Now you ask for it, but then you're gonna come out your mind and say Lucy a devil.
Yeah.
This ain't God.
Go tell the prophet. He's a false prophet then. He's a false prophet.
Oh, yeah. You know that's how it's going to be. Why? Because we do not want to do what God called us
Lord
to said. Do.
Amen.
We're going to make, God tell you, go out, go preach that word. Oh, not me. God didn't say a thing like that. You think the devil going to tell you to go preach the word? The devil ain't going to tell you to preach nothing. He ain't going to even tell you to praise God.
I know that's right.
Because now that's defeating the purpose. You're praising God, the true and living God, and you ain't praising him. You're not doing his bidding. You're doing God's bidding. We don't stop and think about that either. In Bible study, when we were talking about, being obedient and how people will say, God said to go and kill this person. They ain't lying. They ain't lying when they say God said to go kill this person. What they're not telling you is it's not the true and living God telling you to do it. Who God are they talking about? The God that they are serving. Not the big G, but the God that they are serving.
Right. Amen.
That's who tell them to do it.
Right.
So they're not lying by a long shot. Because everything is happening where? In the mind. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. People don't understand how real Ephesians chapter 6 is. It is so real that they're continually thinking that they are fighting that individual. Amen. You are not fighting that individual. You are fighting that spirit within them. Why?
Amen.
When we come into that understanding that we are spirit being first and this is flesh, this is just the housing for our spirit man, until you come into that understanding, you're going to continue out there doing foolishness. You're going to be out there killing and saying things in the name of whoever God that you're serving, because I know it ain't my God.
That you're
serving. He is not going to tell you to go out there and kill an innocent person.
No.
For what?
Uh-uh.
No.
So true. Amen. You're so right. You said something so true. I was thinking earlier what you had said about how the enemy attack, he come to your mind. He's the one put the evil thoughts, but who got to carry it out? See? You.
There you go.
When you get locked up in jail, the devil ain't in no jail. He got you in there. He going to try to get somebody else in there.
He's the one
to get you in trouble, but then, hey, carry it out. You is the one have to carry them evil deeds out. See? So you're so right. He attack your mind. This is why you need to have the spirit of the living God. You need to have the anointing. You need to have the Holy Spirit abiding in your life. We have a lot of believers out there, but have you been filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit abiding in your life right now? A lot of people have been baptized. Been is past tense, but do you have the ears baptism of the Holy Spirit abiding in your life? This is what it's all. The big H. What is the big H? The big H is what's missing in the church today. Holiness. Holiness without which no man can see the Lord. And this is what's missing in churches today. The big H. That big H is holiness. Where is holiness? Holiness without, I'm going to repeat it again, which no man can see will see the Lord. That's in you and I. People, just like you say. People say it's something about you. It's a light. That light is Jesus Christ in your inside of you. That's what brightens you up. Ain't the word say that we are the light of the what? Of the world?
The world.
All right, then. Ain't we the salt of the earth? Come on here. Oh, let me leave this thing alone. It's your day today. Go ahead.
It is, as Apostle said, it is time to talk about it. And it's still ringing from 2009 to the present. We're still talking about it because it is time to talk about it. It is. And I when you said about the big H, you know, holiness, and that is missing in churches today because they don't want to be held accountable. But what they fail to understand, leaders, what they fail to understand is the fact that that leader will be held accountable because the blood will be on their hands. You're misleading God's people. And this is why I thank God that it was instilled in us to read the Bible, go along when they say, like I tell you all, I come from the King James Version. You may have a different version, but that's where I come from. And I will tell you the chapter and the verse and where I'm going. Write it down. At your leisure time, you go ahead and you read it for yourself. Don't read it as you're reading a novel, but pray before you read. Ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding. We have not because we ask not. That's the whole problem.
Minister Diane, could I say something? I think I have this once before, and I'm going to say it again because I know it's, this program is being recorded. What part, where Bible you get, what part of thou shall not, people don't understand. We tell our children that. Now, hey, it's grown folk. Somebody, I got to get this Bible. I got to get that. What part of thou shall not steal? Thou shall not lie. Thou shall not commit adultery. Thou shall not bear false witness against thy. What part of that of thou shall not? People don't understand.
Again,
I mean, I'm just asking a question. Go ahead.
Again, Bishop, nobody wants to be held accountable for anything. They quickly would say, I don't understand, instead of asking for understanding. So, well, they made this, someone of the Bible that it have, you know, like it have the NIV, it have the ESV, it have all these different versions, right? But one of them, I remember in doing my Bible plan, and it had that, and Benjamin asked, what is that? And when I looked it up, that version of the Bible, it says, sixth grader or something like that, that grade level, that low grade level can understand. But didn't God say he will give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? Why you got to go and break down? You're breaking it down till you're changing words in there, changing what the scripture is saying, you know, unless you ask for that understanding,
now
that knowledge, that wisdom.
I agree. And the word of God also tells us don't add or take it away.
Thank you.
So we have to be careful with, like you say, with these Bibles. Because, it, you know, I think I brought it up once before, me and Apostle were talking about it, and I think we brought it up. And in the beginning, when God was speaking to Noah before he just brought down the rain, and he was talking to Noah, and the rainbow, he said every time you see a rainbow in the sky, that's his remembrance, that it won't be water anymore. It'll be fire the next time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in there. They took that out. It used to be in the book. That's right.
Okay, come on now.
Yeah. And this is the problem. This is what you are talking about. We got to be so mindful. A lot of things they are taking out of the Word of God. But them that is doing this and rewriting and all these Bibles and books, you have to be real careful because God said don't add or don't take away are his word. There's one thing I know, all scriptures is written by holy men, if they was inspired by the Holy Spirit of the living God. That's how Moses got the first five books of the Bible. See? Okay? God led him to write the first five books of the Bible. Moses did that.
Mm-hmm.
See? Of God. See? So we have to be so mindful. The prophets that was called by God, they was led by also God's Spirit. God spoke direct to the men. That was before Jesus came on the earth. See?
Amen.
In the Old Testament, spoke direct. Now, when Jesus went to the cross, went down in the grave and come up with all power in his hand, now, and he sent his spirit back, now it's everywhere. And you just said it. If you want to understand the word of God, ask God for wisdom. He said, is any man lack of wisdom? Do what? Ask of God. Ain't that what he said? See?
Yep.
And he will give it to you. He will open up your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. When I began in this thing, I had the King James Version, I had the Concordance, and a dictionary. That's all I had. I didn't get all these books. See? And I prayed, and God opened up my wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his word, you know. And he'll do it. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. He don't have no respect of person, but you got to get in the book. It didn't say read. 2 Timothy 2:15 say study to show thyself approved.
Mm-hmm.
A word God need not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. See? You got some people to tell you the truth, but they won't rightly divide it. It's a difference. And you just said it when a question came up that was asked, you went and did research on it. That's what you're supposed to do. That's studying. That's searching out. Jesus said himself, search the scriptures, for in them you may think you have eternal life. Now, Jesus said that. If Jesus said that, what do you think we ought to do?
Hey, take that directive. But we don't want to do it. We use excuses. We get in our comfort zone, that where, you know, hey, the leader is bringing forth the word, so I don't need to bring my Bible to church because they're going to, you know, they're going to read the word, so I don't need to do it. I told you all, I went to a church. I went to a church, people. I thank God for my teaching, okay? I went to a church where they said, oh, you don't have to bring your Bible. I'm like, don't bring your Bible? I was taught in the, you know, the preacher says, Judges chapter 6, verse 11, you open up your Bible and you look for Judges. If you don't know, you don't know where it is in the Bible, go to the beginning and it will tell you what number page Judges start at, and you find chapter 6, okay? And mm-hmm. the preacher, he began to read, and I'm following along, and then he went south. And when he went south, I was like, wait a minute, I'm not seeing that in my Bible. That's not. And I continue reading what was in my Bible. And while I was sitting there, I covered myself under the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. Because I always heard you say, Bishop and Apostle, they have to show you truth to deceive you.
Amen.
So if you're not following along, they can put in anything in there, and you're up there agreeing with them, saying, amen, amen. You're agreeing with them on what they're saying. Don't be so quick to agree when you don't know what you're agreeing to.
Amen.
Because
and
in
amen,
that same process,
mm-hmm.
What was that, Bishop?
I said, when you're saying amen, you're amen into the truth.
Exactly.
You're amening.
So what truth are you amening to? Because you're not following along with them, but what they're saying out their mouth, it sounds so good. That's your amen, praise the Lord. Which Lord?
It's all right. But that's where the time we're living in. The devil is very deceiving. He's very funny. And he's very smart. He ain't no dumb devil. We ain't dealing with no demon. You've been with, you're wrestling with something that been to heaven and got kicked out. And when he got kicked out, he didn't come back. He brought a third of the angels with him. See, so that's why there's so much trouble in the earth. See? And when that enemy knock on your door, you better have some power to get him out of there. Because one thing the Lord and the devil can't stay in the same house. What house I'm talking about? Talking about your house. Amen. Our bodies, your spiritual house, and our hearts. No, either you full of the devil or you full of Christ. He's either one or the other. You're either saved or you're not saved. You're either sanctified or you're not. You're either filled with the Holy Spirit or you're not. Ain't no middle ground. Ain't no, I don't know. And the water baptism is just an outward show. Amen. It's because of obedience towards Christ. Because you are showing the world that you're going down and you're coming up in the newness of life. And baptism is for sex. Not because they give the preacher the right hand of fellowship and you got him in the water the next week. No. I baptized 25. But at the 25, how many have received the gift of the Holy Spirit? Or how many have received in their heart? It's a lot of confessing with their mouth, but they're not believing in their heart, and they got them in water. As the old saying, amen, you go down the drive and come up a wet one. And this is the problem in the church today. And then you don't wonder why they don't come back and think. I tell folk now, when you leave out of the church and you go home, you come go right back into the same environment that you come out of. And if you don't have some power to stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ has set you free, guess what? You're going to be absent. You're going to be missing in action. That's why so many people using the church like a revolving door, Minister Diane. See? Mm-hmm. So I ain't no time talking about, I'm just hanging on. Where that's in the Bible? I'm just holding up. Where is that? Show you where it says stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ have set us free and don't be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. I can show you that. Come on. And he said, after we have done, he says, stand. This is why we need to put more armor. God bless you. Let me shut my mouth.
Amen. Amen. I just thank God for Bishop Porter joining us, Simon. I enjoy, you know, the word coming forth that, you know, hey, no one person has the word. So join us tomorrow. That is Thursday, the third Thursday. You know, Bishop Porter will be on here tomorrow. You know, join us. Tell a friend. Again, that calling number is 347-857-3925. Come on and join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and hear this awesome and powerful word coming forth from the man and woman of God, Grace, upon this broadcast. So till then, our time is up. You be blessed.
As soon as I stop worrying, I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
and I let
him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start
happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.